Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Meseches Sota, Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says on the very top of the Omud, it continues from the bottom of the previous Daf, the Gemara says that we quote the Mishnah that the Yidden, when they go out to battle, they have nothing to fear because the Rebbein Shalom is with them. Ki Hashem Elokeichem ha'holech imochem. The Gemara says, v'chol kach lomo, what is this big way in which Hashem is ha'holech imochem? Mepenei she'Hashem v'chol kinuyov munachin ba'oren. Because the shame of Hashem, the name of Hashem, and all the kinuyim, all the appellation titles of Hashem, they all are munachin ba'oren, these are all placed in the Orion. The Marsha says on this that the Gemara is Lav Davka. It doesn't really mean that the name of Hashem plus all the appellations, all the kinuyim, are also, all those names are in the Orion altogether. But the Marsha says, no, as a matter of fact, what you have in the Orion is the Luchos, and the Luchos have in it the Shem HaMafoyers, which is the Shem Yudke Valke, plus you have Eloikecha, Anoich Hashem Eloikecha, and you have Kael, for example, Kael Kano. So those kinuyim are in the Orion, but other than that's really it. Well, the other various appellations that we give to the Bernshon, the kinuyim, are really not in the Orion. The Gemara is Lav Davke. However, the Kerenoid over here brings the Marsha and he's masig on him. He disagrees with that. And he says that if you look at the parallel sugya in Baba Basa Daf Yudal, the Gemara also talks about this, Hashem v'kol kinuyov munachim ba'oron, the name of Hashem with the kinuyim, they're all in the Orion. And over there, the Gemara dashes it from a pasuk that the Gemara speaks, it brings a pasuk that speaks, when David HaMelech is bringing the Orion up to Ir David. So it says that he went lahalos misham es Orion hu elokim, Ashenikra shame Hashem tzvokos yeshev hakeruvim olov. So there's a lashon over there, an awkward, unusual expression. The Orion of Hashem, which was nikra shame Hashem tzvokos yeshev hakeruvim. So the Gemara brings one drash over there that teaches us that the shame and all the kinuyim are munachim ba'oron. The name of Hashem with all the kinuyim are in place in the Orion. And the Keren it says that it's really mochrach from the fact that we have a special drasha that we are not talking about the regular luchos, which have, of course, all the words that are written in the Torah for the luchos, that would not need a special drasha at all. It's moving my elov that the luchos are there. That's other psukim, and the Gemara speaks by Richos about it in Bar Basra. Rather, there's an independent din to write the name of Hashem with all the kinuyim and place it in the Orion. That's what the Keren says. As a matter of fact, on the side of the page, on the standard Vilna Shas editions of Baba Basra Daf Yudalid, it really brings exactly this word from Rabbeinu Gershom, Moir HaGoyl, on the side of the page. He says, Shashem HaKoydah Sheim Azkirin, that's the Shem Yud Kevavke, V'chol Kinuyov, Kol Shivim Sheimois, Shel HaKodoy Baruch Hu, Munochim Ba'orayim. That all the 70 Sheimois of Hashem, the 70 names, are all placed in the Orion. And in some speak out that it seems that there was a klaf of some kind with all the different names of Hashem written down at the klaf. It's an independent item that was placed into the Orion, and that's the Shem V'chol Kinuyov that a Munachim Ba'orayim. And that's what is going with the Yidden, and therefore we reassured the Yidden are taking the Shem Hashem with them, and surely Hashem will be there for them. And that's a raya, as you can see, to the Keren Ayir. There was an independent entity in the Oran, the Shem of the Kol Kinuyah, written down. Now, I'd like to hear a bit of a horror on this, and presently we'll get to. First, I want to stay over and talk a little bit about Tosis. We discussed a little about this Tosis yesterday. We'll talk a little bit more about it today. Tosis brings down at the bottom Tosis on Membeis, it brings in the Tosefta that brings a machloikis when it says the Kler Kodesh accompanied Pinchas and the Yidden into battle against the Midianim. So what's the Kler Kodesh, the Heilige Kalim? So it's either Oma and the Oma Zeha Orain, and the other opinion says Big De Kahuna. And yesterday we said over an Arichos and the Imre Chain what this might be totally in. There is a Briskirov over here in the Chedushi Agriz, and the Briskirov who suggests perhaps a Poshib Shat, and what this might depend on, this machloikis about the word Kler Kodesh. If it goes in the Orion or if it goes in something else, the Big De Kahuna. The Briskirah suggests that maybe you could say a posha to the hair, perhaps, because we know that the Yushalmi and Shkolim, which Tosis actually quotes briefly at the end of the same Tosis, the Yushalmi and Shkolim says that there's two days, Rabbi Yehuda Malakash and the Rabbanon, about whether there was shtei aroin or ishayu, or whether it was oroin echod. Were there really two orins, one containing the regular luchos, and one containing the shivri luchos? The one with the regular luchos, of course, is the one that was in the orin. Or do you say it was all oroin echod, and there was just one orin there was a wall with the Luchos and the Shevi Luchos in the Kodesh Kodeshim. And the Yerushalmi explains that if I hold that there were Shnei Luchos, so then the regular Aron with the Luchos Shleimos never went into battle, except for once, like the Gemara says, that they took it to battle, Bashas the Plishtim, and the Plishtim captured it. It was a big chet, Mitzad the Yidden. And the one with the Shevi Luchos did go into battle. That's if you hold that there were two Aronis. But if you hold like the man, the Omer, that was only an Echod, it's really Mavur and the Yerushalmi over there that Aron did not go to battle, and the fact that he did not go to battle with the Aron, according to that opinion. Because the Aron, the regular Aron with the Luchos Shleimos and the Shvuah stayed in the Kodesh Kodeshim, and they're not going to battle with them. And really, it's Mavur that there's going to be a Machloikis that comes out of the Yerushalmi, that totally in the Machloikis, Aron Echad Hoyum, the Shnei Aron is Hoyum, is going to be a Machloikis whether the Yidden went to battle with an Aron altogether. If you hold the Shnei Aronis, they went to battle with the Aron with the Shivri Luchos. The Aron Echad didn't go to battle with the Aron. So the Brisker Rav, maybe that's going to be the underlying dispute here in the Tesefta. If you hold the Klei Kodesh goes on the Aron, the Yidden went to the battle with Midian with an Aron, that's because the goal of the Mandav Shtei Aron is Hoyu, and therefore there was an Aron, the Shibri Luchas Aron, that went with them to battle. Now Shengen, the other Mandav Aron, that the Klei Kodesh goes in the Big Dig corner, so he's going to hold that there was Aron Echad, and therefore the Yidden did not go to battle with the Aron, and in fact there was no Aron leading them to the battle. According to that Mandav Aron, there was only Aron Echad that stayed in the Mikdash, the Mishkan. So therefore, that's why he has to find another Pshat in Klei Kodesh at the Biskirov, and he has to say that it goes on the Big Dig Kahuna. There might be a drop of a smach for this Brisker Rav, and the Lashon of Tosis itself over here. Tosis quotes from the Tesefta, the Yehudim and Lakish held that there were Shtei Aronis Hoya, two Orans. At the very end, Tosis says, Yishalmi Arminon Oren Echad Hoya. Really, this Lashon of Tosis is somewhat Tamua Lachoya, because it's not true. The Yishalmi and Shkolim has a big Arichos, it brings both days, and it's Mephalpol, it brings Rias to this day, Rias to that day, Rias to the various opinions. It's not just that by Yishalmi it says Oren Echad Hoya, it was a big Machloikis in the Yishalmi. So what does it say? The Yishalmi has it was one Oren. But according to the Brisker Rav, it could be Taisa is not interested in bringing the Yerushalmi in and of itself. What Taisa is doing is, first he quotes the Sefta, that's a machloig of a Klei HaKodesh means, and that itself depends on if it was Shtei Aronis or Aron Echad. But the Maisa, that the Sefta itself fears is that it was Shtei Aronis. So L'Chayr, it's a little mudna. I mean, here you have a machloig which depends on if it was Shtei Aronis or Aron Echad, and the Yerushalmi then says it was Shtei Aronis. The Sefta then says it was Shtei Aronis. So Taisa is okay, but the Yerushalmi has another Imbandam or another opinion. He's not quoting the Yerushalmi, he's just by avoiding the question and letting you know that there is in fact another opinion. That other opinion is in the Yerushalmi. That other opinion holds that it was an Aron Echad. So it really fits with the Hemshech HaToysis to say the Brisker Rav that like Toysis it feels like at the end with the whole thing with the Shtei Aronis, because that's going to help determine the underlying Machloikas according to the Brisker Rav, whether the Klei HaKodesh against the Midianim was the Aron or it was the Brit HaKahuna. Now ground is similar to all this you have in the Gemara on top of the next Omud, on top of our Omud and Mem Gimel Med Aleph, that the Gemara says that Oysom Ves Pinchas, it says that Pinchas is Mashuach Mechama, and Klei HaKodesh is Oron, Veluchoy, Shaboy, etc., Chatzoytis, etc. So, but anyway, so Oron and Luchoy, Shaboy. So the word Klei HaKodesh, it says over here that it goes on the Oron and the Luchoy, and Grada the Vuris Yitzchak says right away, if I note, that this Gemara in the Bavli is going like the Mandam and the Yushalmi that it was Shtei Aronis. Because that's the Mandam that yields the conclusion that there was an Oron, the Shivri Luchos Oron, that led into battle. The other Mandam holds Oron Echad, holds that the Aron didn't go into battle. So Pashtus, the Gemara Yitzchak is really right, and he's saying the same thing in the Bavli, what we brought up from the Yushalmi and the Mephorshim from the Yushalmi, that really, in other words, if you're going to say in our Gemara that the Aron led into battle against the Midianim, you'll have to say we're going like the man the Amar as Shtei Aronis Hoyu. But I wanted him was one thing. So we'll accept all this, that there was two Aronis, the way the Bavli is going, like that man the Amar Yushalmi, and the one with the Shivri Luchis led into battle, the Seder. But here's a basic question. I didn't find anybody ask it, but I'll just briefly point it out myself. Which of the Aronis was the one that had all the shame v'chol kinuy of Menachem in it? Like the Gemara says, the Sheh HaHoylech, Hashem Alekeichem HaHoylech Imochem, Rashi says in bottom of Mem Beis, there's a special drosh that the Gemara is making on the word Hoylech Imochem. The Eberster says Hoylech Imochem, could just say the Eberster says Imochem. Hoylech Imochem means that we're actually taking along with us in the Oren, and there's a reference to the names of Hashem, the Shem and the Kinuy of the Munach in the Oren. Now, which Oren was that? So now it's Muchach in our Gemara, if you learn with this Derech, the Oren with the Shivri Luchas is the one that accompanied them to battle. So we're talking, the one with the Shivri Luchas is the one that had the Shem and the Chol Kinuy of Mazach and Mitzayach. That's something out of our Gemara.
It's very strange because in Baba Basra Yadala, the sugya that the Keren Oira alluded to that he brought from, over there it seems to be Mukach that the Shem and the Kol Kinuyev are Menachin and the other Aron, the one with the Lucha Shlemis, because the Gemara is dashing over there, like we said before, from the Pasuk, and David HaMelech brings the Aron up, and it says over there that David Blahalois Mishamas Aron Hualakim Ashenikro Shem Shem Ashem Tfokos Yerushav Akruvim, and that Aron that was being taken up by David is Zichem Mukrach from Mikol Tzad. It's absolutely Mukrach that was the urn with the Lucha Shleimois. There's plenty of rise to that. The whole Psukkim HaMavur, that was the urn that was originally captured by the Plishtim, and the Plishtim captured it. And it's Mavur in Yerushalmi itself, over there in Shkolim, that urn was the urn with Lucha Shleimois that the Plishtim captured. So it's Zichem Mukach that David is taking up the urn with the Lucha Shleimois, and from that Pasuk, he takes it up, Ashenikro Shem, Shem Hashem Tzvokos, so dashing that the Shem and Kol Kinuyev of Menuch in the urn. So it's a very strange thing, Luchay, because the Gemara of Abbasar is Mukach, that's going on the urn with the Lucha Shleimois, and it's saying that the Hashem and the Kinuyah of Munach in it with a parchment that all the Hashem is written there. And now Gemara is going on the other urn according to this, that's going on the urn with the Luchas Shvurois, the Shivei Luchas, and that was the one that had the Shem of Chol Kinuyah of Munach and Asaychai. Now, Ba'ashtus, it really the Chayr ought to come out, and the Chayr, this will be the right way to learn that the Shem, there was a Shem of Chol Kinuyah of Munach in both Aroinis. In other words, each one of the two Aroinis had this Klaf, it had the Shem and all the Kinuyim with the 70 Shemois, like the Benegashmas of Babasha. And each Aaron had it. The Maisa, though, A is that I find it very strange. I'm saying it's Tzorachi and Ka'es that I couldn't find anybody talk about this point. That L'chayr, each of the two Aroinas had to have had this Klaf. And B is, what's the marker for that? I mean, I don't think it's something which you could just assume, Miswara, that both Aarons had the Shem B'chol Kinuyev. The truth is, as far as the question of the marker, you really could tie it that there is a marker. Because the Baba Basra, the word means a Pasuk about the Aaron with the Lucha Shleimus. It means the Pasuk. Ashenikra Shem, Shem Hashem Tfoko, he said the Aaron of the Shiver, Hashem and the Kol Kinuyev Amunach B'Soichai. Our Gemara is actually coming from a different pasuk, like Rashi says, Ki Hashem Alekeichem Aholichim Ochem. That's the pasuk about the Shivri Luchas, the Orem with the Shivri Luchas that you take to battle. Hashem Alekeichem Aholichim Ochem. And Rashi says, we're making a drosha on the word Hoylech Imochem. It doesn't say Ani Hashem Alekeichem Imochem. It says Hoylech. So the Halicha is Hoylech Mamish, like in a physical sense. So the Ebishter doesn't physically walk, obviously, but you have the parshin with the Shem and the Kinuyev that's literally traveling. So Mamish, it could be the Lechayed is what comes out that there's an additional drasha over here for the Shem and the Kinuyev and the Aron of the Shivri Luchas, and that's the Shem Alekechem Aholichim Ochem Lehilochem, that the post going doing about the there's a Shem the Kinuyev that goes in the Aron that goes to battle, which is the Aron of the Shivri Luchas. Akamana, this Lechewa comes out that there's an independent drasha and independent Shem and Kinuyev Munach in each of the Aronis, even though I didn't notice that anybody should speak this out. Now again, we quoted the Gemara near the top of the Omud over here on Mem Gimel, that the Gemara goes on the Pasuk in Parashas Matos. It says Uchle HaKodesh V'Ratzoi that's in other words, that Pinchas is there. Oisim ves Pinchas, we're going with Pinchas. The Gemara, the Bavli teaches to mean the Oroin and the Lucha Shaboy. Now, there's a Gvuris Yitzchak over here that asks interesting, why did it say a Lashon of Klea Koidesh Biyodoi? What's the Lashon of Biyodoi that somehow was Bedafka Biyodoi of Pinchas? So Pinchas was holding it, he was in his control, the Oroin. Why is that altogether something in the charge of Pinchas for the Gvuris Yitzchak? It should be Levina should carry it. Levim of the Noisei Ha'aron. Well, maybe if you go with the Rambam, that the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvot that Ladoiros, so the Kohenim carried it. Maybe you'll say from here on in, maybe the Kohenim are going to carry whatever it is, but it's certainly not a din in Pinchas Balundu, specifically Pinchas, that he should be a Klei HaKodesh B'Yodai. So why would it be that the Aron should be Dafke and the Yodai, so to speak, in the charge of Pinchas? And that's the Kasha that the Gvuris Yitzchok asks. The Gvuris Yitzchok says on this an interesting beer. He points out that in the title of the word Klei HaKodesh, we find somewhat slightly different pshatim and different mekoymois. In the Targum Yonason on the pasuk over there in Parashas Matos in Lamed Alevov, the Targum Yonason says Klei HaKodesh etc. was biyodai. The Targum says that the Klei HaKodesh is the Urim V'Tumim. Why? Why did he have that's the Klei HaKodesh, the Urim V'Tumim? Why Urim V'Tumim? So the lashon of the Targum Yonason is the Uraya V'Tumaya the Kutshaya L'Mishala Bahain. If to ask questions from, in other words, if the Yidden will have questions to ask about how to do the battle, so they're taking with them the Urim V'Tumim. That's how the Targum Yonason in Matas Taiches Klei HaKodesh. Rashi and Chumash b'chlal need the whole hesber, because Rashi and Chumash says that it goes on the Oroin and the Tzitz. That's a Rashi Zeho Oroin v'Hatzitz etc. We'll talk a little about this Rashi, but Rashi says in Matos that Klei HaKodesh is the Oroin and the Tzitz, and b'chlal obviously needs to stick a hesber where Rashi got the Oroin is an Al Gemara. They took the Klei HaKodesh as the Oroin, but Rashi adds the Tzitz. the Oren and the Tzitz, and that Bechlal needs a whole head of it to understand what Rashi is bringing out that they took the Tzitz, and we had added to the Oren and the Tzitz apparently, so he brings in the Reb Chaim Brisker in the Chedushi Agrach, and the Reb Chaim's Chedushim, and in Yuma, the Ayin Gimel, says the following Hezber in this concept of taking the Tzitz with you into the Mechoma. So Reb Chaim says like this, he said, the Gemara says in Yuma Ayin Gimel, that how are you Shoyel from the Oren V'Tomim? Which, what is the say there? To be Shoyel from the Oren V'Tomim. So the Gemara says in Mesechta Yuma Ayin Gimel that the Shoyel is Oymed Uponov Klapi Shechina. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Shoyel stands with his face facing the Shechina. Now what does it mean that his face faces the Shechina? So Grada happens to be that there's a Machlokes Yishayim. Rashi says, and maybe we'll come back to this a little later, that Rashi says over there that facing the Shechina means that the Shoyel faces the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim has a Gevis HaShuas HaShechina that makes the letters light up or protrude. So that's the Shechina. And that's the Gila Shechina that does that. So therefore you face the Urim V'Tumim. However, the Rambam does not learn that way in the Yad, in Hilchos Malachim Perek Yud. The Rambam teaches is the Gemara that the Shoyel Oymed Uponov Klapei Shechina, that he says that that means Ponov Klapei Ha'oroin. That's what you do. You face the Oroin. The Oroin is where the Hashuas Hashechina is, and the Rambam says that your Shoyel faces the Oroin. Zokta v'tem Reb Chaim Brisker the following point. So Reb Chaim Tainach, if you're going to talk about a case in which you're being Shoyel from the Oroin in the Makom HaMikdash. So if you're in the Mikdash area, so you stand and the Shoyel faces the Shechina, which means he faces in the direction of the Oroin, which the Oroin wasn't that Makom, because we're talking he's being Shoyel in the Makom HaMikdash. But so Reb Chaim Akasha, we know that the Yidden used to take the Urim Atum with them. They took the Meshulch Mechoma, they took the Kohen, they took him outside to battle sometimes, and they would be sure to question the Urim Atum. That's rather like we just saw, in fact, when the Targum Yonison says in Chumash, that he said, Klei Kodesh goes into Urim Atum, and the Mishalah behind to ask questions. This is what they would do. So, Frank the Bchayim, if you're not even in the Makom Ha'oran at all, because the Oran is nowhere near, you're not in the Mikdash, you're outside on the battleground, so how are you going to face a pun of Klapi Yashchina according to the Shita Haram? But in other words, just to add, Rashi won't have it shver because he faced the Urim V'Tumim when he asked the question. But according to the Rambam, that point of Klapei Yashchina really goes on the that you face the Oren. So what are you going to face when you're outside of the battleground and the Oren is nowhere nearby? So Reb Chaim says that if you hold like the man to Omer, the Oren was Yoitzel Mohan L'Mochomo, which Grada just to add, that's like the man to Omer that's there right in Soyu. So one Oren went L'Mochomo. So then it's actually very good. You can face the Oren because there was an Oren at the Mochomo. But if I go with the other man, the Oren Echad Hoya, which the Yushami says, like we quoted, that according to that man, the Oren, there was no Oren, they went out with them to battle. So if that's the case, so how are you going to fulfill the din of Pon of Klapei Shechina if there was no Oren there? It's Enfit Reb Chaim. The answer is, Zokter, that you would face the Tzitz. You took along the Tzitz, and the Tzitz sat on the Kodesh Lashem, so the Shem was Chokok on the Tzitz, the Shem of Ephorish was on the Tzitz, and that would be a fulfillment of Pon of Klapei Shechina. So Reb Chaim, and I'm not just inventing that, I'm telling you, rather the Amar and Mekoymus would indicate that there was such a thing as taking the Tzitz out to battle, and this would be the purpose of it, would be able to be shown from the Urim V'Tumim. He quotes at the Yushalmi, in Mesech Tishkolim, it's really the same Sugi in Yushalmi Shkolim, and Chavdala, Daf Chavdala in Yushalmi, so the Yushalmi says that Shaul HaMelech was out on the battleground. He wanted to ask a question Urim V'Tumim. So it says, Vashyoyim is Shaul Achia, Hagisha Aroin Ho'elokim. Bring forward the Aroin Ho'elokim. So Yishalmi says that what are you going to do with the man Da'ama that holds that there was one Oren and it wasn't anywhere near there. It wasn't on the battleground. It was in Kiryas Yorim. So what are you going to do? If you hold Oren Echad, what are the Rabbanim going to do? How does it say Hagisha Eli Oren? So Yishalmi answers a little bit of the sauce on the Keteret, Hagisha Eli Hatzitz. That's the Lashon of Yushami, Hagisha Eli Hatzitz. Reb Chaim understands it to mean that the Oren, if it would be there, or if the Oren is not there, then the Tzitz, they had the same role with regard to when you want to be shown from the Oren V'Tumim, and you need to be part of Klapei Shechina, which the primary way to fulfill it, according to the Rambam, is to face the Oren in the Mikdash. If you're away from the Mikdash, then you face the Tzitz. So Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim takes it a step further, he says that Shat and Rashi. The Rashi in Chumash says, Kodesh that goes on, Rashi says, the Oren, and the Tzitz, Rashi says. So Reb Chaim, the Hezber is that the Oren may or may not have been there. It depends on the different days, whether the Yidden needs to take the Oren out to battle. If the Oren wasn't there, then it was a Tzitz. So Rashi says, Oren v'Tzitz, both of them having the same purpose, the same function, that if you be Shoyel from the Oren v'Tumim, you have to face the Oren or the Tzitz. So that's what Rashi mentions both in the Chumash. Perhaps I just want to point out that Reb Chaim's reading of Rashi and Chumash is actually very surprising and is a very big chiddush. Because if you look up the Rashi inside, you can see for yourself itself that Rashi over there in Parshat Mato, he says, Klea Kodesh, Zeh Ha'orim V'Hatzitz, and Rashi goes off and says, what's with the tzitz? What's they have the tzitz there? Says, look, Rashi, Shohei, Bilam Imoim, and Bilam was over there doing battle against them. Ve'efriach Malchim Midian B'Kshofim, and he caused the Malchim Midian to fly up with Kishif. V'latzim Porachim Mohen, and he himself, Bilam, flew up with them. So, Herelohim is Hatzitz, Shashen Chokok Boy, Ve'heim Noifun, so Pinchas showed them the tzitz, that the shame is Chokok Boy engraved in it, and they fell down, and that's why it says, Naflu Achalaleim, etc. So, upon him, the Rashi, L'chayri, seems to mevor behedya, but the purpose of taking the tzitz along was Lefi Daitoi. And it was not the purpose of Reb Chaim ascribed to Rashi and Chumash that it was really taken along for the purpose of being Shoyal. So, Reb Chaim perhaps learned up that Rashi understood that the Or and the tzitz are there for a fundamental purpose, and it was not to be a weapon of any kind, it was just there really to be Shoyal. And Rashi tells you, Grada, that's based on the pasuk of Naflu Achalaleim, there's a special drasha that the tzitz had a special role. That's evidently Reb Chaim Brisker learned of the Rashi that the whole arichos at the end of Rashi is telling an additional chiddush, but not telling you the primary purpose which they had the tzitz. It's certainly an interesting pshat, and l'chayra it may not be the simple pasuk pshat of the Rashi. Al koponim, the Gvuras Yitzchak wants to say, according to all this, that with this Reb Chaim you'll be able to explain the lashon Gemara that we started with. That the Gemara says that the klei hakodesh chatzos the tua biyadai. The Gemara tells about Yosef and Saitam and Gimel that the klei hakodesh goes on the aroin, as they had with them in the battle. It's frekts of the kasha we asked before, so what did it say biyodoi? Klei HaKodesh biyodoi, why should it be dafka in the charge of Pinchas? And the answer is, zokt the Gvuras Yitzchak, that the Aron is there with them, and that's an enabler, and enables them to be shown from the Aron V'tumim, because you can account the din of Aron, of Kupon of Klapi Yashchina, by facing the Aron. The Aron is enabling you to be shown with the Aron V'tumim. Since Pinchas is the Mashuach Mechama, and he's the one who's going to wear the Aron V'tumim to be shown from, so you consider his charge, his responsibility, to take care of the Aron and keep it under his charge. So that's why it says, it's all biyodai, again, because Pinchas sees that as part of his role of being the implementer of the Sheil of Aron V'tumim, and the Oren was the Hechatimtza, facing the Oren was the way by which you would shoil from the Oren V'tumim. That's Chaklea Koidesh B'yodoy, B'yodoy of Pinchas. The Gemara is Mamshich, a little bit later on the Omud here in Saita Mem Gimel, that Loi Lachinam Halach Pinchas LaMachama, not for nothing did Pinchas go to the Machama, but rather it was for the purpose of to be Noi came the Nakama of the Avi Imoy, right? Because it says that Avi Imoy, he was a descendant of Yosef, like the Gemara goes through, and the Medona Mochro is from Mitzrayim, so that's Chazal identified with the Minyonim, that they sold him to Mitzrayim, and therefore he's being Noi came from the Kama of Hashem from the Minyonim, that they were the ones who sold his Zayda Yosef into Mitzrayim. But yesterday we were Mayrich a little bit to speak about a parallel Deher that's in the Sifri, which is the Imri Chayim brought down the Sifri, and Sifri says, That question is not found in the Bavli here. The Sifri asked why Pinchas went and not Elazar, and based on this question, the Imri Chaim brought down from Achrayinim that it must be that the Sifri held that Pinchas was not a Meshuach Mechama. Because if Pinchas would be a Meshuach Mechama, then what's the kashi you should take along Elazar? Pinchas has a job, he's a Meshuach Mechama. That's what we Meirich on yesterday, that the Sifri Shita seems to be Pinchas is not a Meshuach Mechama. Now, grant the Pashtus, the Bavli does hold that Pinchas was a Meshuach Mechama. It said it one line ago that Pinchas is a Meshuach Mechama. It says, and then it says, so granted, the Gvuras Yitzchak over here asked the Kasha. He asked, in other words, that if the Kasha doesn't make sense, why is the Bavli stelling, why is it raising the question of not for nothing that Pinchas go with them? Of course it's not for nothing. We just said he was the Meshuach Mechama. So why not just say that he went out the Meshuach Mechama? So the Gvuras Yitzchak wants to answer this question with a chap. He brings down a Mordechai at the end of the 7th parak of Besech Gittin, at the end of parak Misha Achzoi, that the Mordechai is Mesupak, he's in doubt about the role of the Meshuach Mechama. Like this we know, we spoke about it yesterday, and we're learning the sugyas now, that the Meshuach Mechama has a job. His job is to make the speech to the Yidden. He gives an exhortation to the Yidden. He's mezarez them, al yeirach levavchem, al tiru, etc., etc. Your heart shouldn't be soft. You shouldn't be fearful. So that's a job he has, is to mezarez them. Also, like the words Mamshach over here, based on the Psukim, that the Meshuach Mechama also has a job to tell the Yidden which Yidden that they have to go back from the Mechama, etc. So those are the people that go back from the Mechama, and the Meshuach Mechama gives that speech, like you have a little bit in the Hemshech HaSugya later on Mem Gimel. That's the role the Meshuach Mechama has. Now, does the Meshuach Mechama stick around after that, or does he turn around and go back home? What about during the battle itself? is the Chumzul Muhammad there during the battle? Is he mamshach to continue to be there, or having given a speech before the battle, is that sufficient that now he has no role left? And this is a safek that the Mordechai discusses, and he leaves it as a safek at the end of Perek Mishachzoi, the seventh Perek of Masechta Gittin. The Mordechai says he's not sure. Shamo Hechoiz Lebesoi. It could be that the Mishal Muhammad would immediately go back home. Veloyah Nichnas Perek Muhammad. And he did not enter into the Erek Muhammad. Or maybe not, like we'll talk about the others who say that he had a role, like a leadership role, the Shlomo Melchomah throughout the entire duration of the battle, and he had to stick around the whole time. So this is the Mordechai Safek. Grant us some bring down, and we spoke about this yesterday, that's what should come out in the Shittas HaRambam, that it seems to be in the Rambam and all the Mekayimis that he held in Shlomo Melchomah has no role in battle. The Rambam didn't say for mitzvahs in Kuf Tzadakalot, that we said yesterday, and in the Yad, and Melochim Perek Zayin, all the Mekayimis, the Rambam constantly identifies as the nature and the role of Shlomo Melchomah, and he seems to limit to give us the speeches that he makes at the occasion of the beginning of the battle, before the battle starts. That's the speeches, that's Melchon Shalom Hamad's role. More than that, the Rambam does not provide. So the Gvuras Yitzchak wants to suggest that according to this derech, according to that tzad, in the Rishayim, that the Mishnah Muhammad has no role to mamshach the battle, the Gemara is entitled to ask the question and raise this point, because the question is taka. The Gemara is asking that if the whole din Mashuach Muhammad is only to mezaris the Yidden and to speak to them before the battle, then why is it that Pinchas was holach imohen l'muchamah? Right, Pinchas Mamish went into the battle with them. That's mavur l'maisa in the psukim like that. That Pinchas was Mamish there in the battle. So that's the kasha that the Gemara is asking. And the Gemara answers that Pinchas was involved in the actual fighting in order to get the nekama of the Avi Imoy from the Midyonim. That's an interesting chap of the Gvuras Yitzchak. The Gvuras Yitzchak himself acknowledges that only works if you hold that, like that said in the Mordechai, like the we're saying is the Rambam Shita, apparently, they hold that the Mashiach Muhammad does not have an intrinsic role in being Mamshech and leading the in battle. L'maisa, it's very interesting, it really is an interesting thing that there are often the Rishonim that actually hold, there's one side in the Mordechai that holds that he went with them into the Bechava, but you find often, Mamish clearly, in Nozid of Mzayin and Beis, that over there you find that the Mefarish, which is the so-called Rashi on Masech de Nozir, and the page Harosh on the side of the page, say Mamish Behedya Befeirish, that the Mashiach Muhammad was involved in leadership during the battle itself. The Mefarish says a Lashon over there that the Ovid Muhammad Beshvil Rabbin, that's what he learns into the Gemara there, that the Mashiach Muhammad does the Malacha for the Rabbin. The Rosh's Lashon over there is that Kol Erech HaMuhammad Nasa Alpiv, that the whole setup of the battle, the arrangement of the battle, is all Nasa Alpiv. So they hold that the Mashiach Muhammad had Mamish a leadership role in the battle lane. And the Gvuras Yitzchak himself points out that according to that is going to be Shver over here, that if so, what's the Gemara's kasha from Pinchas, that what was Pinchas doing at the battle, etc., etc.? First Eitzach, he was there, he had to be there, because he's Mashiach Muhammad, and that's part of the role of Mashiach Muhammad. So whereas Yitzchak is Mefalpo at this point, that he wants to work out that maybe the Gemara over here is going, that Pinchas was not the Mashiach Muhammad, and we spoke already with some Pampulim about this yesterday, with Tzdodim, that you could say that Pinchas is not the Mashiach Muhammad. It's a funny thing, though, that the Gemara's Yitzchak suggested in the Bavli to say like that, in Saitim Em Gimel, because one line before it, the Gemara says that es Pinchas. The Gemara says es Pinchas zeh Mashiach Muhammad. That's mamish what it says. Of Klei Kodesh, the Oren Luchas, etc. So it's actually quite surprising to say it's mamish one line later. Lotana lelechinam halach Pinchas imoy and Muhammad elali para din avi imoy. And so in an air line, the Gemara Yitzchak says that Pinchas was not the Mashiach Muhammad according to that line. Presumably, I guess he means that you have to say that it's going to be 2 days in the Bavli, which is a bit of a chiddush to be in the Gemara. He's suggesting that first the Gemara goes the Pinchas was the Mashiach Muhammad, and then the next line brings a brisa that holds that he was not, and gives a different reason for why Pinchas was there in the battle. I want to just be moisif that I personally was always a little bit mystified by the whole hanocha that there was a din Mashiach Muhammad at that time. And the maisif, the whole parasha Mashiach Muhammad is not written in the Torah until later in Parashas Shoftim Kiseitze. So l'chayra, who says that there was a din Mashiach Muhammad at all earlier on in Parashas Pinchas? And MS, I always wondered if that could be why you find different timing in the Sefri, in the Gemara, for why Pinchas was there and not Tafgal necessarily also Mashiach Muhammad, because maybe the whole parasha Mashiach Muhammad was not even given yet at that time. That's mafalpo with the sugya chagiga, and other sugyas about whether cholam potam giving the misinai, etc., etc. There's different marmakamis on this. But kaponim, you could certainly discuss a possibility that the pasuk of Shalom Chama had not been given on that time, and that's why maybe it's not so poshut that Pinchas was a Shalom Chama. I'm mentioning this because I saw today, I was looking into it, and I saw the Dvar Shol over here from North, that he clears this shaila and he leaves it without settling it, without resolving it. As he's Masupik, when the Gemara does say Pinchas and Shalom Chama over here, the Gemara says this, that Pes Pinchas and Shalom Chama, so he writes that he's Masupik about it. He goes through two possibilities at Dvar Shol. Maybe the Gemara means Mamash Kepshutoy, that there was a din of Shalom Chama already at that time, in which case Zok, that he would have to say that even though the parasha is only recorded later on in Chumash Dvarim, the parasha of Chumash Chama, Bafa became the din were already given earlier, which is certainly not impossible, and you find Mamakami for this, that the din were given early on, and they had a din of Shalom Chama. Or the Dvar Shol says he's Masupik, because it could be that the Pshat is really was no din of Shalom Chama at that time, because it wasn't given until Parshas Dvarim, until Chumash Dvarim, and it wasn't in existence yet at that time. So Zok, there it could be the Gemara just means that Pinchas had the same role like a Mashal Mechama of a Mezaris of the Yidden, of exhorting the Yidden and the Mechama to have a Moon in Hashem. He had the same role, not that Pinchas really had a Din Mashal Mechama altogether. So you see, I mean, the Dvar Shol is Mamash going so far as to suggest that even if you hold that, even the Tzad in the Gemara and Chazal, that Pinchas was a Mashal Mechama, the whole thing is just an expression in terms of the role that he served and not Mamash, that it was a fulfillment of the actual Din of a Mashal Mechama. The next Mishnah is Mamshich to speak of the Vidibru Hashoitrim, Elohom Leimber, Miho Ish, etc., Shabona Bayez Chorosh. So the Psukkim speak about that the Shoitrim say this to the people. They speak of the various exemptions and the exceptions, the people who are exempt from going to battle, the person who built a Bayez Chodosh and wasn't Machanachit, the person who was Eres Isha and wasn't Noiseher, the person who was not Akarim Veloy Chiloloy, and at the end of the Mishnah, like we'll have Mizah Shemur a bit later, the Peirik, the person who is Yorei Veracha Leva. So those people are put from the paddle. Of course, the Mishnah brings the pasuk that v'dibru hashoytrim ala omleimer, but the Gemara explains that this was actually said by the Meshuch Mechama and then was amplified on and they were repeated after him by the shoytrim. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Zayim Halacha Beis says an explanation of how this was done. The Rambam is actually based on a Gemara a little bit earlier on Daf Mem Beis, but let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in the Hilchos Melachim Perek Zayim that shtei the Meshul Mechama speaks to the people twice. Achas be'eis sheyoytzim koydom sheyarchu ha'mechama. One time is when they go out before they go out to the actual battle. That's referred to in the Gemara earlier, by the way, like we'll see on Mem Beis, as b'shas when the Yidden are on the sfor or on the sapor, when they're on the border before they actually out to battle. So at that time, the Meshul Mechama says to them what he says to them: miyuhu isha shenot akerim v'lechiloloi eres isha v'lelakacha, etc., etc. And kishe yishma dvorov yachzem erecha mechama. When he'll hear me saying those words, at that time he'll go back from the Erech HaMochama. So then later on, says the Rambam, he actually speaks up by the Shasta Mochama itself, by the Erech HaMochama, and he gives him a whole mezaris, a speech about Al Tiru Uva, Al Tachbazu, etc., etc. And Alocha Gimel, the Rambam is Mamshech, and he speaks out that at the Erech HaMochama itself, the Meshua Mochama says to them, Atem Krav Mayom HaMochama Levechem, a whole speech about the mezaris, them, Al Yerech Levavchem, they should be of courage, they should not be soft hearted. And then it says, Achakach, etc. So the Rambam is mavur, and the Lacha Mishnah, and really the Kesef Mishnah, both of them make this diak in the Rambam. That the Rambam is mavur that the Meshuach Mechama would give the speech about the various exemptions twice. First, when they were at the border, at the Sfor, before they went actually out to the battlegrounds, he would tell them the first time a preliminary speech about the fact that the following people are going to be exempted when the time comes. They'll be exempted then. The Eris Isha, the Not Akarim, etc. They don't go back yet, according to Rambam. He lets them know they're going to be exempted. Then when they get to the actual battleground, it's before the actual battle, so then the Meshul Mechama starts from the top. And he speaks about the Al Yerech Levavchem, Al Tiru Vatzma Yisraelim Krevim Hagoyim, that you're going to go out to battle and don't be fearful, etc. And he repeats a second time that the Rambam is Mavur, like that in the Yad. He repeats a second time that the following people are going to be exempted, the person who is Eres Yishva Lelkacha, not the Kerem Velechili, etc. And those people, they're going to be Chayzer, they go back Me'erech HaMachama, which means they actually turn around from where they already are, they're already at the Erech HaMachama, they turn around, they go back, and from the home base, from within Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be to the warriors, like the Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah. So that is the Shitas HaRambam, in other words, and the Rambam is really based on the Gemara, earlier Mem Beis and Aleph, at the bottom of the Omud, and the before Shem will note this, the Kesa Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, that says in the Gemara over there, Pamayim Medaber Imam, Achas Besfor V'Achas Mo'chama, he speaks to them twice, and the Shitas HaRambam is that on both of those two occasions, both times, the person, the Kohen Meshua Mo'chama, is going to speak out the exemptions, people. The first time to let them know what's going to be. Second time that he actually makes them turn around and go back home, not the Karen Velechilo, etc. The second time, he's going to enact them and it proceeded also with the speech of Atam Krev Mayom Mocham Aloveich. And that's the Shitas HaRambam. The Lechem Mishnah is meant to explain that Rashi, in all the Mekhaimis in this Perek, is before Rashi does not hold like the Rambam. What Rashi held was that when the Gemara said to Membeis, that Shtei Pa'om, the Shul Mocham was Medaber Elohom, that Rashi learned up that in each place he said just one thing. What happened was that at the Sfor, Rashi is Meduyak like this for Hedya, both on Membeis, and then again in our Mishnah and Gimel, he says it again very clearly, that Rashi is Mavur, that the only time when the Meshul Mechum would speak about the Pturim, the people who are Potakos, not the Kerem Lechiloi, and Erasisha, and Ponabayas, the only time he spoke about that was at the Sfor, at the border, before the Gidden went out to the battleground at all, and those people would stop at the border, they would not even accompany the Gidden into battle, to the battleground. According to the Rambam, they accompany into the battleground, and the second speech that Shul Mechum gives, he mentions again, you're going, they turn around and go home. They're choizer, me'er kamachah. Ma'asha'in came according to Rashi. Rashi's mavur and all the makaymis that they actually stop at the sfor and they don't even go on at all. Rashi speaks this out, the mashal on top of Mem Gimel of Aleph here in the second column. Rashi says, Hoylchan ha'sfor, v'sham shoymen divi ha'koyen, v'choizer min ha'mocham ala eretz yisroel, etc., etc. In other words, Rashi says that they go to the sfor and don't go past the sfor. They stop at the border, that's it. And then when they hear about the Mashal Mechama's words, so they go back, Rashi says, but they go back to the kitchen and the Mesapkin Maim Amozen, Lachen Shebekrachen. So this is Rashi's Shita. Rashi is the same thing on Membeis as well, in the Sugya Membeis, but the Shtei Pom Meshul Mechama Daber. The Rashi holds that the Shtei Pom Meshul Mechama Daber doesn't mean there's any one thing that he would say twice. It was only one thing each time. First, he would say just one thing at the Sfor, which is that the Pturim are now Potter, the Eres Isha and the Bonabayas, etc., they're Potter. That's it. That's all he said. And then we get to the battleground, he said just one other thing, and that's it. Only the other thing. And that's the Shema Yisrael, Tom Krev Mayoyim, Oyerich Levavchem. You're going to go to the battle and don't be soft hearted because Hashem is going with you, and etc. And according to Rashi, each of these things was said just once. There was no one thing in the statement of the Pturim, which was said two times. A big machloigas of the Lechem Mishnah between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, why should the Rambam hold such a thing? Why should the Rambam learn that the Meshuach Mechama would actually speak out the speech twice about the various Pturim, one at the border to let them know what's going to be, that they're going to be Potter, but then they continue going with the army to the battleground, and then he says it a second time, and then they go back. Why should the Rambam learn this way? So Lecha Mishnah suggests that it could be that the Rambam understood that it's really a very, very stark mashma like that from the Pasuk itself in the Chumash. Why? Because he says that according to Rashi, there's a very strange thing that the Pasuk Mamash Lehediyat out of order. The mamish out of order. A very, very strange thing. What happens is the pasuk first gives the speech. Shema Yisrael, don't crave my yom chama, etc., etc. Al yerech levavchem, and don't be scared. And then the pasuk says that the shoytim are going to say miyush yoriv rachalev of. Before that, it says mishnah bonapayis fully chanochoy, etc., etc. So first it speaks about the encouragement of not being scared, and then it speaks about the pturim being potter. But according to the way Rashi understood the Gemara, they say there was a mina hofuch mamish from that. That's not what happened. What happened was. The first thing that was said was the speech about the Pturim, which was said at the border before they didn't even went out to battleground at all. That's when they said the Pturim, which is later in the parasha about the Eras Isha and the Bonabayas and not the Kerem, etc. Then when they got to the battleground, they mentioned he would say the early part of the passage and not say the late part. So he only spoke about the Shema Yisrael, Krev Mayoyim, Avacham Aleveichem, and Vecholu. So it comes out, according to Rashi, Zokdelecha Mishnah, that the Psukim are mamish, totally out of order. It's very Shverazach. And that's what the Rambam, in order to make them work, learned up that the Psukim not out of order, because even though it's true that the later psukim are mentioned first at the Sfor, the pasuk compared Eres Isha and not the Kerem, they're mentioned earlier. But Lamais, when you get to the battleground, the Meshul Mechama goes through the whole parashim with Chalos of Ad Soifa. He gave him the speech about Shema Yisrael and Krev Mayoyim and Al Yerech Levavchem, and then he repeats the second time what he said before about not the Kerem v'lecheloy and Bona Bayis v'lechanocha, etc. So come there, according to the Rambam, the psukim are out of order, and that was a mile that the Rambam had in learning up his pshat. So the Lechem Mishnah is saying that the Rambam did not have any really clear mocker, that there was two times that the speech was given about the
paturim, those who are potter, abonabayef lechanocha, etc. But it's mash like that from the Seder HaMekroif, and the function of the first time the speech is given at the Sfor, at the boundary line, Zatalecha Mishnah, is simply to let them know, to master them, to let these people know that you're not going to be actually doing battle with us. When you get to the battle, we'll give you the speech then, and we'll turn you around. Of course, according to this, it's a little bit dochuk, according to the Rambam. Why Taka did they give the speech twice to the Pturim? It's not very clear at all what the function of such a thing was. The first time around, evidently, they were letting them know what we're going to be telling you later. I guess this way it won't come on you very suddenly with a suddenness. And then later on, we give them the speech again, and that's when they actually become Pturim at the battleground and they go back home. And so that's a Shver Zach, a Modern Zach, according to the Rambam, why the speech was given twice. I kind of looked and I saw that Rosh Hashanah Hirsch goes with Pshitos like Rashi Shita. He goes with Pshitos that the second half of the passage was said first, and the first was said second. In other words, that the Pturim was said first at the Sfor, at the border, and then when they get to the battleground, you see the first half of the passage about the Shema Yisraelim Krevim Hayoyim. And if here's Bavorin's the Kashi, yes, Ayla Maisa, why is the parasha out of order? So he says, that the reason why it's out of order, it's written like that, is because it's a conceptual connection, because the very, very first Pasuk in the Perek Chof over here is you're going to see a horse and etc. chariot's going to be more than you. Do not be scared. That's the general tzibur. The Pasuk is saying don't be scared. And then the Pasuk continues conceptually and lets you know that at the battleground the Meshul Muhammad will be giving a speech about that exact subject of not being scared. That's Pasuk Beis. When you get to the Muhammad, the Nigash etc. So that speech on the same subject of not being scared and instead being courageous and batuach Hashem, that speech is going to be given at the battleground. Then the Pasuk backtracks Dr. Hirsch and lets you know, and by the way, earlier on we're going to have another part of the speech also, it's important to know about the Bonabayas Chodesh Olechanocha and Eres Isha, etc. So Dr. Hirsch learns like Rashi and he comes up with a teretz about why the Pesukim are out of order. Akoponim, in the Shurim of Michal Feinstein of Anorot over here, Michal Feinstein says that the Rambam definitely did have a clear mocker for what he wrote. And it was not just that it's mashma like that in the Pesukim, but actually there's a clear mocker for what the Rambam says, that in fact this speech about the Pturim was given twice, was mamash given twice. What was the Rambam's mocker? It's like Michal Feinstein. The Rambam's mocker was from the Sifri, which is actually very meduyik. And the Sifri in Parashat Shoftim, in Pesukim Mem Ches, the Sifri is very meduyik, mamash like the Rambam. The Sifri says over there, we just quoted the Pasuk rather, when you approach, korovchem, when you approach, so the Nigash HaKoyin, and you give a speech. Now, Yochoil, maybe that means the Yoim HaKrev HaLamachama, that we're talking about the actual day when they're going to be doing battle on that day. Maybe that's what Kakarovcha means. Zok the Sifri, no. Kesheu Oime, when the Pasuk says, Shema Yisroel, Atem Krevim HaYoim, Al-Machama, you Krevim HaYoim. So the Pasuk is Mamshah, and it speaks about the Krevim HaYoim. Today is going to be the day of the battle. So that's Krevim HaYoim, Boy LaMachama, Omur. That's the past. That's the pasuk which man makes mention of giving a speech, b'shas, the day when the actual craving, in other words, at the battleground itself before the battle. What's the pshat in the earlier pasuk of kikorov? Korov means you're drawing near. Krav mayoy means it's going to be today, it's going to be the battle. So zok this is free, kikorov chanel mochama, that tells us, kevin shemagim was for when they get to the border, koyhein, masna leim, kolatnolim, kolatnolim, halol, the koyhein makes he stipulates all these tnoim, which means presumably the tnoim are that the person who's there. The person who was monobias, not a care, those people should go home. So the chayyur, it's actually seen to mevur, according to the mamish, the pash, the saloshan of the sifri, that although in the pashut Mikra it only mentions one time we speak about these so-called tenoim, when we send these various people home, but in the drasha level, it seems that this is three deductions from the diuk haloshan of the psukim that was said twice. One at the korovchem time, and one at the atam krev mayoim time. The krev mayoim time is at the battleground right before the battle. You speak about the tenoim, who's going to go home, etc. The korovchem time is long, well before that, when the Yidden are just leaving Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael at the Sfor, and over there it's also said that the coin is Masna called Tnoim Alolu. So Mele is Mashma, Zok the Michal Feinstein, that the Rambam, it seems to be right, he's telling the Rambam got his din from there, and the Rambam Nemdon that it fits into the Bavli, although there's no mocker from the Bavli, but it fits in, and you see it in the Sifri, that we're talking that the one in Korovchan and one in Krev Mayoim, two different halachas in terms of
giving you this speech of who are going to be the pturim, who are going to be potter from going out, l'mochom. Rabbi Michael Feinstein feels always that the Mechas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chof Vov clears a very basic hakira, whether these pturim of the Bonabai Felechanocha, etc., these pturim that they're potter, what if they decide not to make use of the ptur? Granted, they have a ptur, okay? You know, he just built a house and he wasn't Chanochai, so he can go home. What if he says, no, I feel very patriotic and I really want to be there for the Yidden, and I want to go continue out to the battle. I don't want to make use of my ptur. I know I'm potter, but I don't want to make use of the ptur. Is he dafka mechuy of mamish to go back home for the Mechas Chinuch? Or are we going to say that he's just potter, it's a ptur, but it's not mamish mechuyev to go back home, and if he wants, he can continue to volunteer. So the Mechas Chinuch says it's actually very surprising that the Rambam and the Poiskim, you don't find any often a Mara Mokum on this question to tell you, Beferish, whether he's allowed to continue on a volunteer basis, so to speak, even after he's potter. There's one thing you do have is Rashi and Chumash, that Rashi says, a lotion by the bias and the others, pen yomos ba melchama, the ish achi yachnechenu, yikachenu, etc. So Rashi says, pen yomos ba melchama, kedai hu she yomos, im loy nishma, lishma ladibri hakoyen. So it's kedai for him to die, in other words, he's worthy of death if he doesn't listen to the koyen. So Rashi is mavur behedius at the Mechas Chinuch, that it's actually an issa to remain, if they have to go back home. But the poiskim, the Rambam and others, which we would expect him to talk about it, in the maisa, the Rambam is not even a Rambam at all, as to whether there's any chiv to go back home, or it's just a ptur. So the Mechas Chinuch actually blithed by a shaylon that although he has Rashi, that Rashi says it's also to stay, he's not clear about what the Rambam might hold about this thing. However, Rabbi Michael Feinstein is very much of the opinion, he disagrees with this Hakira, and he says that Avada is mechuyev to go back home. They're not an optional thing, and those people who are potter are not allowed to stay. He brings in a smach for this, because he says we find that there's one man, the Oman, and there's a free, a fanorit over there, that says, in the, what's the soid behind the pturim? What's the reason why the person who was bona bayit for lechanocha, etc., why do they all go back home? Why do we part of them? So Sifri says, one man do Omar, shalo yuhu or Yisroel neshamoy, so that the Yiddish city should not be desolate. That's itself a security issue. You know, they're not going to take everybody out to battle, every last man, and the or Yisroel themselves have been neshamoy. So we give you some, a few pturim, that way we'll have some able-bodied men at home, and the or Yisroel are not going to be neshamoy, they won't be desolate. So that itself, says Michael Feinstein, is really an indicator that it's not optional thing. We know it's what is it? Optional? Is it vice versa? According to that man, the Amar Chodesh, we have a positive reason. We dafka want the Ori Yisrael not to be neshamos, and we the guy with mechuyev to go home with his potter. And the Vilchol Feinstein time is a likewise. No matter if you go at that time or not, it's not mashiv as a mechuyev bedover. And consequently, the correct shot is that these pturim are not just potter, but that actual chiyuv, a chiyuv to be chayzer from the erke hamochama. Now, till now we were discussing the people who are bona pious v'loy chanochoy, not takerim v'loy chaloy, eres isha v'loy l'kocho. So those are the people that the Mishnah says about them, that they're potter from the Muhammad, but they do require to stick around and mesapik mayim u'mozoin to the acheihem, and to fix the drachim. So they have to do various activities that assist in the military efforts, even though they're not going to be actually out of the battleground. That we were discussing. And they have the shayla of the Mechas Chinuch, the Michal Feinstein, whether it's necessarily mochrach, that they're mechuyev to go back, or if they maybe could that they could volunteer to remain. There's a second question about the people listed at the end of this Mishnah, Amen Gimel Amen Aleph, where the Mishnah lists a second set of people that's bona bayas vichanochoy, not a kerem vichaloy, and hanoise as harusa. So those are the people, in other words, that they just actually consummated the activity. He was noise as harusa, he was bona bayas vichanochoy, not a kerem vichaloy, and the Mishnah says about them, based on the understanding of the pasuk, and kiseitzei, is elom she'ein zon, those are those people. They don't even leave their place, which means, in other words, that they might stay home. They don't have to misapek mayim u'mazoin. They could stay home altogether. And those are the people shenema noki elabeis hashana echos, which the Mishnah darshens in a special way that noki elabeis hashana echos includes both the case of beisoy and karmoy and ish ishtoy, etc. So all these people, the simachas ishtoy. So all these people are they don't desert from the home at all, and they stick around and they stay in the house. They bechlal don't go out, and they're not misapek mayim u'mazoin either for the achayim on the battlegrounds. The chazan Sefer and Chumash dealt on the lashon of Rashi and Chumash over there in Kiseitze in Dvarim Perek of Dalet that it says Kikachish etc. Noki levesa shona echos sesimachas ishtei shelokoch. So Rashi has an arichos over there to say the word vesimachas ishtei does not mean vesimach im ishtei, but rather it means vesimach yas ishtei. In other words, it doesn't mean that the person should be sameach; it means he should be sameach his wife. The Indian over there in the pasuk Rashi is saying is not that the person should personally experience simcha that we don't care about necessarily, but we want that he should be sameach his wife. That's vesimach. Yes, ishtoy, that's what Rashi says. Now, Fretachas and Sefer, that Lachaira, what is the Tayelus of making such a big deal, a big chimus out of this thing, that Vesimachas Ishtai means Vesimachas wife? Fretachazel take out in our Mishnah all the other Pturim, that the person who's not Akarim Vechilloy and Ponabayas Vechanochoy, and with Nir is there, it's not a question of being Vesimach your house. You're not trying to make your house happy, right? You're not trying to make your Karim happy. Over there, it's the person's own personal Simcha. He is in a state of Simcha, a personal Simcha of fulfilling his dreams of building a house and Bechal the Karim and marrying the Isha. So the Meila, we don't stare his simcha, and we let him stay home. So fact of them, the Chasam Seifer, so it's mocha to learn that anyhow, by the case of the house, and by the case of the vineyard, so what would be wrong for saying that the simcha, that the simcha is ishta, will simply mean that he personally, so it's a merch and this, that he married the wife. Anyhow, it's mocha to learn that by the case of bias and by the case of Kerem. So why did Rashi have to find the Dafka to go out of the way and to say that the simcha is ishta means that it's not totally in him, but rather totally in the wife? Well, so what's the Meila of singling that out when you don't have that by bias and care? And then he brings down the Chasam Sefer that Benihur Aboni or Bavom Shmuel Wolf, that the Mechaber the Ksav Sefer, that he wanted to say the following teretz. That the Ksav Sefer wanted to say that the Peshat is like this, that actually it's true that by Kerem and Bayez, it depends on the person's Simcha. But Afal Pikein, the Lashon HaPosik Vesimach Es Ishtoi, that he's Mesameach his wife, that Posik is really Meduyik and Mevur, like Rashi, says that it doesn't depend on his own Simcha, but that's the din of the being Mesameach the wife, and the Nafkeminol HaLacha is Zokti, the author of the Ksav Sefer, for which the Chasam Sefer is masking to that of it there, the Nachmanil Halacha is in Yeritzel Limchoil Al Simchosai. If he wants to be Moichel on his Simcha, and he wants to stick around the battle and be there and be out there, and will be Moichel on this, the right that he has to experience his Simcha. So, Benegeya to the Bias and the Kerem, where it's a din in his own personal Simcha, so he can be Roitzel Limchoil Al Simchosai, Moichel on the Simcha, and stay at the battle. Masha Inkin by the case of the Freud. Hey, Yois, said over there, it's not a din in his personal Simcha, but it's a din in Sameach, his wife. So therefore, there's no way for him to be moichalit. And the Meila, if he just married the Nosa Sarusasoi, then it's not up to him. And even if he wants to be moichalit, he'll still be mechuyav dafka to stay home. That's why we make such a big issue out of it, Dr. Klasoifer, even though we know that Babayas and Kerem is a din in his personal simcha, because we're telling you that Nafka Minala Halacha, Zokter, that Benegir to the Nosa Isha, there it's not just a personal simcha, and the Meila, it's not possible to be moichalit and stay in the battle, even and go to the battle, even though, by the case of the bias and the kerem, it will be possible to moichel it in to go to the battle. So this is a chiddush that Chasam Sefer works with to make the spalt that when you get to the nosa isha, you can't be moichel and stay in the battle. But the bias and kerem, you could. It means that the truth is that mechaschinuch closes shiloh and he does not arrive at this conclusion. Mechaschinuch and mitzvah tof kuf pei beis. The Mechaschinuch clears this question about whether these people who are just born a pious vichanochoy and not the kerem vichaloy, etc., eres isha ulukocha, so would they be able to be moichel on their simcha and actually go out to battle? And the Minchas Chinuch says about all these cases, about all of them, he says that he wants to bring the yukim and the lashon of the chinuch and the lashon of pasuk where it says lo yetzer betzava, which the Minchas Chinuch feels is a starik lashon, an absolute lo yetzer betzava. So the Minchas Chinuch is masik against what we just saw from the Sefer, that by all of them it's impossible to be moichel on your simcha and you must stay home and be osik in this simcha. And he says on this the ein time bedovos at the mechaschinuch, rak gzeiras melech who the osur losays, etc. So it's a gzeiras melech. We don't even know. We don't have any reason for this thing. Why the ma'aseh of his own simcha? Why can't it just be mevater on it? No, it's a gzeiras melech, and a mele it's also. That's the maskana of the mechaschinuch. However, he says that even though he's actually convinced of this, one thing he's not clear about, and that is at the end of the Mishnah by Yosef says that these people who are eres isha ulakoch, etc., don't even have to mesapik mayim u'malzayin. So he is the Mechas Chinuch that being Mesapik Mayim U'Malzayin contains, when you say they don't have to, there's actually, he says, a mumnistic aptur in that. Because like this, if they have to Mesapik Mayim U'Malzayin, it's interesting, he names that on, that he says that they have to supply their own, they have to supply the Mayim U'Malzayin, means they have to reach into their own pockets, pull money out of their wallet, and they have to come up with the cash and supply the Mayim U'Malzayin. So Zogt Mechas Chinuch, Vosvolt Geven, if the guy will say, listen, I understand I'm not on the battleground, I was just buying a bias, but let me do this much, I'll lay out the money, but Mesapik, for the Mayim U'Malzayin, I'll pay for the Maimon Mazon. So the Mechas Chinuch says that he's very Novochin, because he says, even though he personally would understand that there's no Shpalt, there's no difference, you can't be Mavater, you can't be Mavater. But when it comes to this, it's very hard for him to understand why a Tavashur Mammon, Mammon's just a Mammon, is paying for the food, why in the world it should be Yosser to do that, and then he really blabs with a Tzorochin without a Klorkai, and whether he can Moichel on that, on a Kopana paying for the food. He says, for Rabbi Seinu, Kitzru, Bedavar, Veloy Heiru, Einain, Mitzvah Salol. That's the Mechas Chinuch comes out, that Rabbi Seinu were Mekatzer, and they weren't Meir, Einain, and they didn't illuminate our eyes in these mitzvahs. Now, Kopanim, you see, that's as a sequum, briefly, that, but again, to the first category of people in our Mishnah, who was Eres Ish of Aloy Lekocha, Bonabayas Veloy Chanocha, etc. So over there, the Mechas Chinuch, when it says in the Mishnah that these people are potter from battling, but they're Mesapik my Mazen, the Mechas Chinuch is actually Mesupik about them, and he leaves with an unclear, something of a suffix as to whether they could volunteer to remain in battle. Maybe they could. He says, maybe they could, even though Rashi and Chomet avoid that they can't remain in the battle, Rambam and others are not clear, and maybe they could remain. On this, the Michal Feinstein insisted that they're not able to remain in the battle and they have to dafka leave. When it comes, however, to the second set of people on bottom of the Mishnah, that's the Eris Isha Ulu Kocham, Bonabayas Vichanocha, these people are totally potter bakal mi kokoil, and they stay home altogether, not the Sapak Mayam Mazin. So over there, the Michal Chinuch happens to hold the beer. His opinion is that the totally potter in Gansen, and they're not allowed to remain, and the Mechuyev to dafka stay home, and he says it's Meduik like that in the Psukim, and Meduik like that in the Chinuch. That's the Michal Chinuch, but the Chasan Sefer, even over there, Grada seems to make the spout, which he heard from his son, he was masking to, that you could tie in and zog that they get to the Bonapayas for Hanochoy and the Notakarim, which is totally a din in experiencing his Simcha. That's the whole din, letting him experience the Simcha and not go to the battle. So therefore, he could say, I'm willing to give up on my Simcha and go to the battle, and he could volunteer. But Dafka by the Eris Isha, the Loy Ula Kocha, we're over there. It's not just the din in his own Simcha, but in giving Simcha to others. So that's Leah, the person not able to give it up, and not able to be Moichel, and you can't volunteer. And that's the spelt that the Chasan Sofer makes based upon what he heard from his son.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.